Today, we come and we listen to the readings and they're about forgiveness or about mercy. The paralytic, he's left down, he's put through the roof because of the faith of other people. And Jesus, as he says this many times in the scriptures, to heal somebody, what he first does is heals their soul, and then it's carried out physically through the healing. He says, your sins are forgiven you, huh? And it's so important because just as you heal the soul first, someone gets healed, sometimes the soul's sick and that's why people are sick. Sometimes, not all the times. That doesn't mean if you're sick, it's because there's a soul something. There's something wrong with the soul. But like the last week, I had two healing services, one in Cain and one here, huh? And I often tell people, if you're looking for healing, physical healing, you gotta have a forgiving heart. You must, because if you're not forgiving in your heart, then as it says, when we say the Our Father today, it says, forgive us as we forgive those, okay? So then in Matthew's gospel, right after he teaches that, in case we didn't get it, he says, if you forgive others their sins, then your heavenly Father will forgive you yours. If you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive you. So the first thing we need to do is have hearts that are open to healing in ourselves, but then are willing to give that healing to others. Huh? Again, if there's anything you could ever learn, what's the most important thing is that God is a God of mercy. Mercy is giving something good to someone who doesn't deserve it. You gotta get that. That means, and we gotta forgive people who don't deserve it, right? Exactly. Again, some of you from Bread of Life who've been with me for a while know the story of a friend of mine who, when he was 18 years old, he was at a playing cards and he was drinking with a bunch of buddies. And he thought he lost the money, so he thought they were cheating him. So he came home to get a rifle because he wanted to go and shoot these people. But his wife, who was 8 months pregnant, tried to stop him. And he beat her to death with the rifle. And she and the child died. He went to Rockview Penitentiary in Pennsylvania. Hate-filled prisoner, very filled with hate. And at one time, he spent 11 months in solitary confinement, and another time, spent 18 months in solitary confinement in a 8 by 10 cell, complete pitch darkness, that put in a mattress for him to sleep at night, and 11 months and 18 months. There was a priest there who told him about the love of Jesus Christ, and he didn't want anything to do with the priest, very filled with hate. But as the priest kept going at him and talking to him about the mercy of God, giving something good to someone who doesn't deserve it, it finally started working on this man's heart. And finally, one day, he received the mercy of God, became a model prisoner, had his sentence computated by the governor, got out of prison, and is now Brother James Townshead, who's a Franciscan brother and now really a cloistered brother, right outside of Butler. One of the most gentle, loving men you'd ever want to meet. And yet he was a murderer. And yet God's mercy could change this man. And so first of all, you got to think about how you like that story. Are you like one of those people that sit there and says, oh, I don't believe in that stuff. He should have got it. He killed his wife and kid. And you haven't learned mercy yet. You do know the story, huh? About the end time when everybody's standing before God in judgment time, and you've heard, I've said it before, and everybody's standing there, an adjuster who are good all their lives, are all excited about going into heaven. And all of a sudden the angel comes through and he says to everybody, God in his mercy is gonna let everybody go to heaven. Everybody gets to go. He's gonna open the doors, it doesn't matter. And then the just start complaining and yelling, I can't believe this, after I was good all my life, boom! And instantly they're damned. Because they never learned the core thing of God, mercy. Today, when both the first reading and the gospel talk about it, the first reading, God says, you know, you don't deserve it. I love you, I do everything for you, and you spit in my face is what he's saying. And you do it again and again and again. But not for your sake, he says, but for mine. I, for my name's sake, forgive you. What a glorious God. But then it says to us, now you must do the same. The core thing in all of us that needs for healing is our sin. And every one of us here has sin. Everyone. And Jesus says, let me heal you so you can heal others. Let me forgive you. Let me give your mercy so you can then be a merciful person. Brother Jim goes around to many prisons in that. He works with Father Peterson. That's where I got to know him many years. I lived with Jim for a summer down at Father Peterson's place. He has a great ministry of healing because our God healed him. And our God can heal you no matter what, if you let him. Our God loves to give new life. Today, he'll give new life to little Thomas. Huh? Three, not only Thomas, but three of our children today will be baptized. And the first thing that happens at baptism is what? The cleansing of original sin. So what will happen to Thomas today is Jesus on the cross, when he spilled his blood will be spilled over Thomas and cleanse him. And it says in the book of Revelation, of course, huh? They have cleansed their clothes in the blood of Christ. And they now wear dazzling white. And right after we baptize him, we're going to take a nice little thing here that reminds us of an album. We're going to put that on him to show that he's been made clean. Each of us is made clean by the blood of the Lamb. When each of us acknowledges how much truly I need forgiveness, and then when we say how much truly I need to forgive others. And the problem is a lot of people don't get that. I've been talking to someone over the internet, and they both go to daily mass as husband and wife. And they, you know, there was a problem between them about 8 months ago, and they had to put away their one pet. And the wife has been so mad at her husband, she hasn't talked to him, or she goes through the motions of loving him. And I says to her, you gotta forgive him, you gotta get over it. You're part of it when you say your will be done to God, and he takes your animal, then get over it. No, I still go to mass and I still cook for him and I'll always be with him. Oh, come on. If you still have resentment in your heart, you haven't forgiven the person. Forgive him. No, come on. You see, but people do that all the time. And they go to daily mass and they receive communion and they say, look how holy I am. I'm still in this. But in their heart, they haven't forgiven somebody. And so what Jesus looks at today is not the physical, external. He looks at your heart. Has your heart, is your heart filled with mercy and forgiveness for people? Even if they've hurt you terribly, as we do God every day. When you and I be like God today, Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them. I invite you today to experience healing from God. Ask him to forgive you, and then make sure as he forgives you, you cry out, Father, forgive all those who have hurt me, and let me in my heart be a person of mercy. You got it? You get it? Good. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.